out of the bastard orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean, a Providence, poverty of scholar, grew up to be a hero and a scholar. $10 founding father without a father, got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of a training charter, and every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waves, he struggled but kept his guard up. Inside he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter. Then hurricane came, devastation rain. The man saw his future dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain. And he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain. Well, the word got around, they said, this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send them to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from which you came. And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man? Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, when he was 10, his father split, moved, death threatened, 2 years later, see Alexander's mother bedridden, half dead, sending her own sick son thick. Alex got better, but his mother went quick, moved in with the cousin committed suicide, left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside, a voice saying, Alex, you gotta fend for yourself. He started retreating and reading every treatise on his shelf. There would have been nothing left to do since the restitution started working. Working for his late mother's landlord, training sugar cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Save it for every book he could get his hands on. Save it for a man with his hands on.